And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 22nd of January, 2014. It was on this day, 1938, Thornton Wilder's play Our Town was given its first performance at the McCarter Theater in Princeton, New Jersey, the play about the town of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. In the first act, Emily Webb and George Gibbs are children together. In the second act, they marry. In the third, Emily has died in childbirth and is looking back from beyond the grave with other dead citizens of Grover's Corner. And she decides to revisit the happiest day of her life, her 12th birthday. Thornton Wilder had trouble writing that third act. He finally found inspiration when he was in Zurich with his friend Samuel Steward, who wrote later that the two of them stayed up until dawn to hear the bells. They were going from bar to bar and drinking. It was raining. They got home, and Samuel Steward fell into bed and slept all day. But Thornton Wilder went to a hotel and wrote the last act of Our Town, beginning with the graveyard scene with the umbrellas. From Princeton, the play moved to Boston. It was sort of a flop there. Boston critics gave it poor reviews, played to half-empty houses. Some of the audience walked out. There were no sets, no props. But two New York theater critics went up to Boston to see it, Brooks Atkinson, Alexander Wolcott. They persuaded the director and producer to give it another try and bring it to New York, where it did better. And then it won the 1938 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. And it is now estimated that on average, Our Town is performed at least once every night somewhere in the world. It's the birthday of Sir Francis Bacon, 1561, in London, philosopher and essayist and champion of modern science. He spent his intellectual life challenging Aristotle's view that knowledge should begin with universal truths. Francis Bacon said, "If a man will begin with certainties, he shall end in doubts. But if he will be content to begin with doubts, he shall end in certainties." And said that scholars should build their knowledge of the world from specific observable details, a theory now known as the scientific method. And it's the birthday of André-Marie Ampère, born in Lyon, France, in 1775, who, despite a turbulent life in turbulent times, the years of the French Revolution, made great advances in science with partial differential equations, the wave theory of light. He discovered the element fluorine. He developed his theory of electromagnetism. And his name is used, the ampere, for the unit of measurement for electrical current. Here's a poem for today by Anne Alexander Bingham. It is enough to know that the atoms of my body will remain, to think of them rising through the roots of a great oak, to live in leaves, branches, twigs, perhaps to feed the crimson peony, the blue iris, the broccoli, or rest on water, freeze and thaw with the seasons. Some atoms might become a bit of fluff on the wing of a chickadee to feel the breeze, know the support of air, and some might drift up and up into space, stardust returning from whence it came. It is enough to know that as long as there is a universe, I am a part of it. It is enough, a poem by Anne Alexander Bingham, used by permission of her family, here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.